Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We're in a series on moving from anxiety to rest, and scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, helping us claim the rest and peace God is offering us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to do just that and meditate on Ephesians 2:8 through 10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, today we are doing our scripture meditation using the Lectio Divina method, which is what we typically use to meditate on scripture around here. But if you haven't done that with us before, I want to invite you to pause here and go into the show notes where you can download a free Lectio Divina guided journal that I have created for you. It outlines everything that Lectio Divina is, what you can expect from this process, and it gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you move through these meditations. So, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, we want to first prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies. So take a few deep in and out breaths, no matter where you are. And just as you breathe in, invite the Lord into this space. And as you exhale, hand over to Him anything that is weighing on you today. And as you keep taking in and out breaths, let me pray for us. Lord, thank you for this time set aside to hear your word. We ask that by the power of your Spirit, you would help us notice exactly what you want us to notice. And that then you would lead us into the conversation that you are longing to have with us. Lord, we pray that you would do this by your grace and mercy and love. And we ask that you would do it for our good. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, as a quick word of context, this passage is a beautiful passage about salvation. One that there's a good chance you are familiar with, because it is one of those passages we go back to frequently to support the truth that there is nothing we can do to earn our salvation from God. It is solely by our faith in Him and what He has done for us. And I also want to point out that in this passage, it highlights that while there are no works we can do to earn anything from God, we are saved to do good works. And so it's a posture shift. It's not an earning that we do good works, but it's an outpouring of our faith. And it's a response to what God has done for us that we do these good works that He's created in advance for us to do. And when we are doing those good works, I truly believe, is when we are living in alignment with God and His purposes for our lives, which means we are finding deep peace and rest in Him. So, with that, this is the first reading of Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. And as always, there is no agenda beyond just hearing the words and knowing where the passage is going. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, as I read this passage for you a second time, we want to ask the Spirit to help us notice what He has for us in this passage. Might be a word or a phrase or an idea. And as always, I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see, what is it about this passage that seems to stand out amidst all the rest of the words, all the rest of the ideas? And so hold on to that, and you can either write it down or just hold on to it in your mind. But after the reading, I'll give you some space to reflect on that. So this now is a second reading of Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So take a few moments to think about the word or the phrase or the idea that captured your attention and ask the Lord, how does this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or the phrase or idea again, and then we'll take some time to respond to God, however He might be inviting us to respond. So this is a third reading of Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So take a few moments now to respond to God. It may be that there's a sin to confess, a command to obey, a truth to remember, a step of trust to take, or just a time to worship Him for these truths. But take some time now to respond to God, however He is inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to take a heart posture of rest, to rest in God's goodness and faithfulness, to rest in the truth that God has given us a gift of our salvation and that there's nothing we have done to earn it. I would encourage you to even maybe set your palms open if you are able to do that, as a way to just posture yourself to receive the truth of these words and let them wash over you. So this now is a fourth reading of Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Oh Lord, we thank you for this reminder today. Lord, thank you that there is nothing we can do to earn anything from you, and that you have given us the gift of our salvation that when Jesus came to earth and died on the cross and was resurrected, he accomplished our salvation, and all we have to do is have faith in him. And so we thank you, Lord. It is so simple. It's so simple that it's hard to wrap our minds around sometimes. And so just help us rest in that truth as we move through today. And Lord, help us to then live out the purposes that you've created us for, to do the good work that you created in advance for us to do, because we believe that in doing those good works, we are living in step with you. We are living the abundant life. We are living a fruitful life. And there is no greater joy, even when it's hard. So, Lord, I pray that if there needed to be a heart shift or a posture shift, that you helped us do that, and that you would help us carry those truths with us as we move through this day and this week. We thank you, Lord, for this gift you have given us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Rachel Adams, author of A Little Goes a Long Way, 52 Days to a Significant Life. We talk about all kinds of things, but mainly we talk about how it is that we can live truly significant lives. And a little spoiler, it's in response to the small invitations that God extends to us. And they are invitations of grace and invitations for us to live out the good works that he's already created for us. I think you'll find a lot of freedom in the words that Rachel has to share. So I hope you'll make some space for that. I'd also love to ask a quick favor of you. If you are enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review for it? Those reviews do two things. One, they deeply encourage me and my soul, but two, they help people find this podcast. And so that just means a lot to me. So thank you so much for taking a moment to do that. And I do want to take a quick second to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership with us. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find lots of other podcasts, prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. So as always, friends, thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.